welcome you to our healing service today. I so appreciate Pastor's testimony. The Holy Spirit healed her. I've been healed in a crusade. Many people have, many people have not. But I want you to know, by the authority of the Word of God, that the Jesus I serve,
amen,
is not lacking in healing virtue this morning.
Amen.
Right.
And the Spirit of God is not somewhere on another planet. He's right here. And we're going to talk I'm just going to talk a few minutes about healing. This is the title of this morning. This is a question all of us must answer. Will you be made whole? John chapter 5, verse 6, when Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been there a long time in that case, he said unto him, will you be made whole? That seems like a funny question to ask somebody who is sick, who is lying. And the problem with us many times is our lack of understanding what the Bible says about our part in healing. Not that we can heal ourselves.
Amen.
But why did Jesus ask him a question? I'll tell you, there's two reasons he asked him. Number one, he's saying to him, will you believe who I am? Will you choose to believe that I am the one Moses wrote about? Will you believe that the story you heard about the woman touching my garment was insane? Will you believe, first of all? Unbelief is a horrible thing. Unbelief is not a feeling. Unbelief actually is not just a lack of knowledge. Unbelief is a choice. Unbelief starts in the unregenerated heart of man that will not acknowledge God in all of his ways.
Right.
Will you believe? Then the second part of that is, will you receive? It's possible to believe and not to receive, or receive and not believe, but God said, you know, you believe, and are you going to receive? We must receive the gift of God. The same way we received and believed the gift of God at the altar for our salvation, we must believe and receive that gift for healing. Healing, when I believe for healing, it's not I hope so. It's I know so. My people perish for lack of knowledge. In the covenant relationship with Christ called grace, healing is just as powerful as salvation there.
Amen.
Now some denominations and some people will say the days of healing and miracles are over. But that's not true. That's not true. He's the same. Everybody say he's the same. Whatever God has spoken, he's able to make good. God never uses words that he doesn't plan to back them up. He's not short on power, mercy, or love. God's word should never be doubted because God cannot lie. And I love this verse in Numbers 23:19. God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. Has he not said it? Shall he not do it? Has he spoken? Shall he not make it good? So many scriptures concerning healing in the New Testament. The world says you're crazy. You don't need Jesus to heal you. The world says you're a fanatic if you believe that. But I want to tell you, there's a fresh and new healing revival coming to the body of Christ. I said there's a new and a fresh healing revival coming back to the church. And we are going to see people who are in despair now leap like the man that was healed. You're going to see people that are bound in fear in wheelchairs and bound because of the results of COVID God is going to heal. God will not leave him. Now listen to me, friend. God will not leave himself without a witness on the earth. And God has the witness about this gospel being preached for salvation, but God also will not leave himself without witness of its healing power, because it's in the atonement, you see. So I'm going to say it again. There's a fresh, new, healing revival coming to those that believe, and God will use it to usher in a great harvest. Give them a praise if you believe that. Psalm 103:2. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. How many like benefits?
Amen.
Amen. You know, I finally have Medicare, Medicaid, whatever it is, and so I'm watching some of my shows, you know, Bonanza, and, you know, the Rifle, I'm watching them, and between them, they know there's older folks watching, so right now, you can sign up for this, Part C, and Medicare, and this, and you get this, and that, and a new truck, and they'll come bring you groceries, they'll come make your bed, and all that, and all that stuff. See, they're trying to give me benefits. God has benefits.
Amen.
I said, God has benefits.
Amen.
And his benefits are more than just us going to heaven and escaping hell.
Yep.
He's got benefits. And you know, if I don't read the covenant, I don't know what benefits I have, and I might be missing out on those benefits.
Amen.
That's right.
Don't ever forget this. Healing is the children's bread. Look, the crumbs are falling off. Healing belongs to us. Forgives all thine iniquities. You can't receive healing if you're harboring unforgiveness.
Amen.
Do not come up. You cannot, the Holy Spirit will not manifest in a bitter spirit. Forgive and let go. A lot of bitter people. You don't have to be bitter. I'm going to be better. Forgives all thy iniquities. Heals all your diseases. How many know what all means?
All.
All of them. Who redeems your life from destruction. Wow. Who crowns you with loving kindness. Tender mercy. Jesus is not only mercy, they're tender persons.
Amen.
I don't know about you. I love tenderness.
Amen.
It's not a feminine quality, it's a God.
That's right.
There's some sitting here this morning that you were in a relationship and you weren't treated very tenderly. And you have scars. Jesus wants to heal.
Amen.
Because mental and emotional abuse today is at the highest it has ever been. Because we lack empathy. And we lack tender mercies. Who satisfies your mouth with good things. What's that? That means that he's turned your mourning to dancing. That what comes out of your mouth is so good because he has moved in your life. How many want just good things going out of your mouth? So your youth is renewed like the eagles. Is there any coincidence that you saw me up there with an Eagles jersey on? And I'm going to wear that because I want my youth renewed. How many want your youth renewed?
Amen.
If you believe God, God will keep renewing you until it's time for the chariot to take you. And at that time, let me tell you, honey, you'll be ready to go. Because you've done finished your course. my course is over, hasta la vista.
Amen.
Goodbye. Work it out. I'm gone to my real home. I'm gone to my eternity with Jesus. Galatians 3, I love this. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. You read Deuteronomy 28, the curse of the law was not only sin, it was the wages of sin, which is sickness. The curse of the law breaks the power of sin, but breaks the power of sickness and disease. How did that happen? Just because he came and fed some multitudes? No. He became a curse. No, he didn't have the curse on him. He became a curse. I'm going to tell you something that's going to take us all eternity to understand. What does that totally mean? He wasn't wrapped in a curse. He became a curse. This is beyond, really. But we know it's true. That same curse that he became would have been on us for eternity if he had not died in
Christ.
Right. We would have been cursed of God. The Bible says at one time we were children of wrath.
Right.
At one time we were enemies with God. Whether we were a nice person, one cheerleading, one basketball, whatever, run, you know, it doesn't matter. Without God, we had judgment upon us. And we might have tried to be religious and reach up, but the Bible says we came short. But down in your heart somewhere, as you reached up to God in your miserableness, Jesus reached down because he saw you were dry. And guess what? He saved your soul because he found us. We didn't find him.
Amen.
I said he found us.
Amen.
Cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree. And I love this in Acts 3 verse 6. Then Peter said, the man that asked them, he said, silver and gold have I none, and such as I have, what did he have? He had a name. I said he had a name.
Yeah. That's right.
In the name of Jesus Christ, rise up and walk. He had a name which carried authority. Authority, and authority from heaven that can unlock the power of God. He had a name that could defeat death. He had that name. But the name was not just up in his mind. It was in his spirit. Peter was just like you and me. Look at how he fell. Look at how he got upset when Jesus said, "You love me, Peter?" He got grieved the third time. Isn't it interesting? God's not looking for golden vessels. God's not looking for polished vessels. God's looking for willing vessels.
Amen.
It's hard for us to understand how that God takes the weak and the despised and the ones that are hated like Joseph. The ones that are chased like a partridge, like David. The ones that are persecuted like Paul, let down in a basket. You see, it's hard for us to understand. For some reason, we feel if we just get it all together, God will use me. God says, no, let me use you, and as you're going, I'll get you together.
Amen.
Yeah.
If God waited for us to get it together, there'd be no gospel preach.
All right. Yeah.
So don't ever put yourself down, babe. Don't ever put yourself down, sir. Because you've got a name.
Amen.
I said, you've got a name. Paul I know and Silas I know, but who are you? Guess what? Those seven sons of Sceva didn't have a name. But you've got a name. And you can anoint your house. And you can pray and you can find demons that are troubling. And you can go to work with a glory not there to prove that you're spiritual, but you can carry the ark of God.
Amen.
Guess what? He works out everything beautiful in its time. Guess what? I look in the back of the book and God won. Guess what? All these things are going to come upon us. Jesus told us it was coming, but he said, rejoice. I've overcome the world and you're going to overcome it too. Give him a praise. Over a goal that I know, but I have got a name. What's the key to being healed? As Pastor Sanja said, there's many different ways to be healed.
That's right.
But it's still the name.
Amen.
And I'm going to talk about that name. Because it's above every name.
Amen.
It's above every denomination. It's above every preacher, every elder, every guest. It's above everything. Above every government on the face of the earth. That name. Because see, the Bible says that under that name, every knee's going to bow.
Yeah.
Every knee's going to bow. Yes. Every tongue's going to confess. Yeah. And who knows? If he's standing by that white horse right now. Who knows if the 10,000 of saints are right there on horses. They're just getting ready. Who knows? Looking over the Father to give the nod. Well, I want to tell you, if he's not next to that horse, he's pretty close. Because I tell you, he's coming soon.
Amen.
And he's coming back for a glorious church.
Amen.
I said he's coming back for a glorious church. What does that mean? That means that there's a glory around them. There's a glory in their life. They're not like the heathen. They don't spend their time wasted. They don't complain. There's a glory. There's something about them to affect the world. Change lives, you see. Let's just have a little prayer time. Would you close your eyes? Heavenly Father, I thank you right now for your word. You honor your word above your name. And I thank you for each one today. Spirit of God, touch them. In the name of Jesus. But said,
amen.
Put some microphones there.